The combined federal campaign is underway for 2014, and how deep are you digging? This year, charity-minded federal employees have a new option that lifts the geographical restrictions on the charities they can choose. Now, the goal for the Chesapeake Bay area, which is kind of next-door neighbor to the National Capital Region, they're at $7 million. It's around $60 million for those here locally. There are more than 24,000 approved charities. Colonel Jeremy Martin is Commandant of the Defense Information School and Campaign Chairman for the Chesapeake Bay area. He joins me now. Colonel Martin, great to have you on.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be with you this morning. Thank you for having us on.
All right. So last year, I would say the Chesapeake Bay, the National Capital Region, really nationally, the results were not quite what the planners expected, but we had some tough circumstances for federal employees last year. How are things looking for this year?
Well, things are looking a lot better this year, Tom, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Last year was probably one of the most unpredictable fiscal climates that I've been involved in nearly 29 years of military service. At the start of last year's campaign, during the summer months, there were government furloughs. And so very unpredictable time. Our federal workers are good stewards of their money and of taxpayer dollars, and all of a sudden you get hit with a furlough through no fault of your own. That happened just prior to the campaign kicking off. Then the campaign kicks off September 15th like it does every year. And what happens a few weeks later? A government shutdown. So all of our campaign has to come to a screeching halt. Now, in the face of all of that, we still raised over $6.2 million last year for CFC to give to those great charities that help folks here and in the United States and around the world. So I think it's just a tribute to the resiliency of our federal employee workforce that in the face of that those fiscal challenges that we still raised over $6.2 million, and that was awesome.
And tell us about the nationalizing, or it's probably not the best word, the fact that you can give from any region to any region charities. How does that work?
Well, certainly we've brought giving, CFC giving, into the digital age. And universal giving is another option that allows someone to give to a charity anywhere in the country. So everyone has the CFC books that they see every year, that those great key workers and those great folks who volunteer within the organization, and everyone gets a chance to look through those books. But in addition to those 4,000 charities that are in that book, there are 24,000 over 20,000 other local charities that one can give to. You can go to the website MyPay for a lot of the federal employees, and talk to your key workers about CBACFC.org is our website here within the Chesapeake Bay Area region. But you can go to the websites for CFC, and you can click on Universal Giving and do a search of the charities. Simply put in the zip code, and maybe you want to support a animal shelter back in Arizona where you were stationed at or something like that, or another community in which you lived. Well, go to through Universal Giving, charitable search, you can locate that charity, and it's an approved CFC charity. You can give to that local charity somewhere across the country. So it's a terrific option. It's getting a lot of usage, and very, very proud that they've included the universal giving option this year. It's working very well.
Now, at this time of year, people get all sorts of phone calls and mailings from different groups looking for money, you know, based on the holiday season. Are the charities that come within the CFC in those books or online, those have been vetted correctly to make sure that they're legit?
There is an approval process. So all of the charities there within CFC, Tom, are vetted. And also you get a chance, when you look through your books, you get a chance to, there's a paragraph about the charity. It talks about the basic tenets of what the charities are all about. But there's also another very important feature there. There's a percentage of overhead. So the person can look and they can see how much of their money is going to direct support of that charity that they're choosing, how much of the funds are having to be used for overhead. So very transparent. Everything's vetted, so it's just a safe, efficient way to give. And this is the season for giving. And so we're glad to be on your show to be able to amplify that.
We're speaking with Colonel Jeremy Martin. He's Commandant of the Defense Information School, and he's the campaign chairman for the Chesapeake Bay Area CFC program. Chesapeake Bay, I called it in the lead-in, the neighbor of the National Capital Region. Are you like a Delmarva thing?
Well, there's all of Maryland. There are a couple of counties in Delaware. There's a county in or two in Virginia, and also West Virginia. So somewhat like a Delmarva, if you will. But I'm glad you mentioned that this being the season for giving, because I mean, one doesn't have to go very far, Tom, to find people that are in need. Many of our family members and friends and neighbors at some point, and maybe you have, benefited from the services of charities that are participating in CFC. You know, whether it's advances in medical research or support for our aging parents, mine are 86 and 88, you know, the environment or support to families of our injured and wounded warriors. I mean, we all have something to gain by supporting CFC. And so we just want to get that message out and get 100% meaningful contact with the with all of the great resilient federal workers here within across the country, really, because folks are listening to your show, Tom, across the country on the internet, because I know I used to before I was stationed here in this area. So we just want to get the word out that the campaign window is still open through December 15th. I want to give everyone an opportunity to give.
And for federal employees that wish to give, what are the means by which they can? Can they write a check? Can they get a payroll deduction? Can they use a credit card?
Yes.
All of the above.
They can do all of the above. We have certainly brought giving into the digital age. And about 85%, what we're seeing here, Tom, what we're tracking is about 85% of our giving is online. Certainly the payroll cards that we've done, the legacy way of giving, if you will, is still that option is still available. You can go through and you can write in your giving and find the number there, and there's a formula there for doing that. But it's very efficient. You can have whether it's $1 a month or $5 a month, $10 a month, $50 a month. Whatever it is that one can afford, it's a very efficient way to give, and we certainly encourage people to give to CFC, to the charity of their choice.
And to the campaign chairman for the various regions, and there's hundreds of them, I guess, across the country, do you have some medium by which you all can collaborate and share best practices for getting out the giving?
Well, we certainly do share best practices, and there is a collaboration process, and auditing process. All the different regions come together. The Chesapeake Bay region just happens to be the third largest region in the world, but there are best practices. As the campaign chair, I've had the great pleasure of being able to go out to some of these kickoff functions for some of the federal agencies. I went to the Social Security Administration, and they had a kickoff, and that great commissioner of our Social Security Administration, and Social Security has 60,000 employees across the country, but the commissioner of of our Social Security Administration was out, and she was preaching the merits of CFC and preaching the merits of giving at DISA.
That would be Carolyn Colvin, by the way, up at Social Security.
Carolyn Colvin, absolutely.
A great lady.
Absolutely. And I went to DISA a couple of weeks ago, and they had a CFC tailgate party. And there were vendors there that were telling the employees about their charities and that kind of thing. Went to the Baltimore Coast Guard Yard last week for an outstanding kickoff there, and there were vendors there talking about the different charities. So there is a lot of momentum across the country right now for CFC. You know, Tom, I'll tell you, there are times when we're watching the television and maybe we see a malnourished child, or we see a wounded warrior who's been grievously wounded or something of that nature. And sometimes we avert our eyes and maybe we turn a channel, I think, because it's overwhelming and it makes us uncomfortable. And, you know, maybe we think that individually giving, it's kind of like throwing a pebble in the ocean. You only can make a ripple. But, you know, CFC also, that acronym also stands for Caring for Our Communities. So when we give to CFC as individuals, we join a community of givers. And as a community of givers, we can make a difference. And so we just want to get that, ignite that spirit of giving that resides in all of us. And we've got about another month in the campaign. We're on pace to reach our goal this year, and we want to get that word out and have those campaign workers and those key workers to go out and make that meaningful contact and push us over the top.
Colonel Jeremy Martin is Commandant of the Defense Information School and Campaign Chairman for the Chesapeake Bay Area CFC. You sound like a hard guy to say no to. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom. And Tom, we're going to have to get you to come down here to our to come to our school and talk to some of our young professionals. We here at the Defense Information School, we train all of the DOD's communicators, broadcasters, radio, television broadcasters, print journalists, all public affairs and visual information training for DOD is conducted right here. And we certainly like to have you to come and share with some of our young professionals who are going out to serve across the force and in the fleet. We also train other folks from within the government here at DENFOS. We're in our 50th year. We'd love to have a professional of your caliber to come and speak to some of our students and contribute to us here at the schoolhouse.
Well, I'd be honored to do that, and I bet you I could learn a lot from them, too.
Yes, I bet you could. I mean, these are great young men and women who have volunteered to serve their country in a time of war. So they're great, great professionals from all across the country. And one final shout out, Tom, if I could, for Mike Gannon. He's our provost here at Defense Information School. Mike has served, has been in government service for over 40 years as a retired United States Air Force colonel, and here at the Defense Information School as our provost. And so we want to wish best wishes to he and his lovely wife, Kelly, as they retire from government service with over 40 years of outstanding honorable service. So I appreciate you letting me get that shout out.
All right, Colonel Martin, thanks for joining me.
All right, thank you, Tom.